Day 1. Life to the full. Provision. Matthew 6:31-34. Do I still regularly worry, or do I have evidence that I can seek God's ways first and trust Him completely to provide for my basic needs? So do not worry saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Insight. If we are living a godly life, walking by the Spirit, and giving daily priority to seeking God through Bible study and prayer, we don't have to live in fear of not being able to take care of ourselves or our family. This is a promise from God, which we access by faith and obedience. It doesn't mean He will provide according to our desired lifestyle or our timing, but He will provide according to our genuine needs. And very often, He will test and exercise our faith with delays before He answers. But when I choose to worry, I am literally telling God that I don't trust Him. The Bible says the righteous will live by faith, Romans 1:17. I heard a pastor say, when you doubt God, you are questioning His integrity and calling Him a liar. That is why it is impossible to please God without faith, Hebrews 11:6. Never forget, even if the entire American or world economy collapses, or if terrorists take out our power grid, you and I serve a God that knows how to rain down bread from heaven, Exodus 16:11-14, bring water out of a rock, Exodus 17:6, have birds deliver you breakfast and dinner, 1 Kings 17:6, and keep your oil and flour from running empty, 1 Kings 17:14. Many, like little old me, have learned to live with this kind of faith in God daily. We see God do amazing things, and we are constantly filled with joy and strengthened in our faith when we see Him come through time and again. Why not join us? God has no favorites, Acts 10:34. Just because most American, quote, Christians, unquote, don't trust Him doesn't mean you don't have to. He is the same powerful God today as always. We are the ones that changed, not Him. When you feel worried, go back and meditate on His promises specific to the area you are worrying about. Anchor in those promises by faith. When the worry comes back, repeat the process. This is spiritual warfare, using the Word of God, like Jesus conducted against the devil when He was being tempted, Matthew 4:1-11. Be on your guard against the lies in your head or from the devil telling you that you are unworthy. Quote, I blew it. I've messed up too much this time. God will never help me out of this now. God gave me one of the most exciting financial blessings, a free car from a stranger, just days after one of my biggest sin failures. He had told me about the blessing coming before I stumbled. So when I stumbled, I was not expecting God to still bless me. God does not bless sin. But in this instance, he allowed me to stumble into sin for another reason. And he saw my disgust and hatred for the sin. After I repented in brokenness for nearly 3 days, God still blessed me financially, and his kindness, no doubt, led me into deeper repentance. Romans 2:4. He knew I was not loving or practicing sin, and that is why he could still give me that blessing. That is amazing grace. If you still feel there is sin standing in his way, ask the Spirit to show it to you. But remember, sometimes we have valley experiences, and they have nothing to do with our sin, but rather God's perfect plan to conform us into the image of Jesus Christ. Now, be sure to scroll down and see the further study and related content links.